Stand up, you're on your own tonight. That's the last time that you lie awake in bed all night with no direction.
Hello, MacHeads. This is your MacCast for Friday, December 17th, 2004. I am Adam Christensen, and I'm your host. This is the show for Mac Geeks, by Mac Geeks. It's where we cover Mac news, opinions, reviews, and trying to help our fellow Mac users out by answering questions. That said, let's get on with the show. All right, I hope everybody is doing well. Sorry for the quick cut out of the music there. It's supposed to fade a little better than that. But anyway, our music today was a song called Backside by... It's a song called Destination Anywhere by Backside Slappy. And again, that's released under the Creative Commons license, RIAA free. And you can find it over at GarageBand.com. As always, there's a link in the show notes, which you can get over at MacCast.blogspot.com. Anyway, first off, we're going to start with a couple updates. Actually, right as I was recording the show on Wednesday, I had mentioned that it was rumored that 10.3.7 was going to be released. Well, it was released. Anyway, so that's out there. You can get it through Software Update on Apple. I also mentioned that Apple had disabled Reels' hack of the iPod so that it could play our play purchased music from Reel.com's website. And also, as I was recording the show, Reel came out with a statement saying that they're going to fix that. They're going to, you know, rehack the thing and make their music available to play on iPods. So we'll see how that goes. Anyway, some other things going on. If you've been on the internet, you'll see that there's a lot of stuff referencing Apple and Motorola are going to make a deal to are working on a phone that's going to play iTunes. I'm not sure if it's going to you'll be able to purchase on the phone or it'll just support Apple's DRM AAC technology, but they're going to put out a phone, and rumor has it that it's going to be out in early January. So it may be something that one of the items that's announced at the next Mac World. So we'll have to stay tuned for that. Another kind of cool thing that I saw online was looks like Belkin has a new product called the TuneStage that's going to allow you to connect your iPod to your home stereo via using Bluetooth wireless technology. Something I've often thought about. I really think someone needs to come out with a product like this for your car. Not sure where that product is, but somebody needs to do that. But at least Belkin is taking some steps forward. Apparently, this will have a will come in two parts. It'll be something that you hook into the back of your stereo through the RCA jacks, a receiver, and then a little transmitter that'll attach to the top of your iPod, and you'll be able to broadcast via Bluetooth your songs from your iPod to your home stereo. A really cool idea. I have Apple's AirPort Extreme, which I love and works really, really great to do wireless over 802.11, but you know, Bluetooth seems like a great application, so I'm glad that Belkin is doing that. okay, this next thing is probably not safe for the kiddies, so you know, if they're listening, cover their ears or, you know, have them leave the room, but for all you people who like your porn, I guess Playboy has taken advantage of the iPod photo, and they're releasing something called Playboy's iPod, which are Playboy pics, or pictures that are formatted specifically to fit the screen of the iPod photo. So you can go over to Playboy.com, and I guess they have a set of R-rated pictures right now that's free for download, so you can kind of see what the service is about. And then if you pay for their Cyber Club they will let you download the nudies. So, you know, if you like your porn, there you go. You can get it on your iPod Photo now. Man, it seems like these days everything that Apple's doing is centered around the iPod, which iPod and iTunes, which I guess is good in some ways, but you know, I'm not sure what's going on with just the Mac. I'd like to hear more news about that. But that said, Apple reached a major milestone again with iTunes. They had their 200 millionth download, so that's great for them. Apparently, it was one of the songs from the complete U2 collection that was the actual 200 millionth song downloaded. And then, related to that, I guess there came out a report from Piper Jaffray that iTunes are selling at a rate of about 5.5 million songs per week. So, you know, that's pretty damn cool. Way to go, Apple. So hopefully that continues. They're selling a lot of music, and I certainly have bought some stuff there, and it's great. So keep it up. Okay. Next thing is I wanted to talk about, you know, some games, Mac games. And specifically I wanted to talk about Freeverse. Apparently they just came out with a new Robinhood game, and I popped on over to their website, freeverse.com, and took a look, and it looks actually really pretty cool. It's kind of an adventure game, but I don't want to really go off on a game thing here, but I did want to mention that I've, you know, played a lot of games from Freeverse. I think they have some really cool titles. They've supported the Mac for a really, really long time. So if you're into games for your Mac and you haven't really checked them out, go check out Freeverse. They have adventure games and puzzle games. I think those are kind of the two genres that they really focus in on. But definitely, if you like gaming, go check those guys out. So. Next thing I wanted to mention to you guys is that if you haven't seen this website, the Different District, it's www.differentdistrict.com. This is a website that, among other things, has almost every video ever put out by Apple. Macworld keynotes, TV commercials, things like that. And recently they made available a DVD with all of the videos that are featured on their website on it. And I went ahead and ordered that. I think it was like $9 through PayPal. And I got it a couple days ago, and I've been checking it out, and it's pretty cool to go back and see all the nostalgic old videos. They have everything back to the Apple II ads, on forward through, you know, the current iTunes ads and things like that. They also have the Mac keynotes. Really cool area. They have a lot of the Saturday Night Live parody sketches, so definitely very cool. Pop over to their website, check it out, and kind of take a walk down memory lane for Apple. As I mentioned before, I'm going to try and keep these shows fairly short, down to 10 or 15 minutes, so we're going to move through things pretty quickly. I just want to quickly get out the news to everybody. I'm going to try and do them on a regular basis. It looks like the plan for now is going to be Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. I kind of have to record these things on my lunch hour because I just don't have time any other time. So continue doing that. I'm going to keep my weekends to myself, and hopefully that's okay with you guys. Last thing we have today is, you know, this. I have a question, actually, that came in from somebody through the website. You can reach me if you have a question or a comment at maccast@gmail.com, or you can also call, obviously, the hotline. Haven't gotten any calls to the hotline yet, but I'm just waiting to hear from you guys, so give the phone number a call. The number is 206-222-2788. 20 MacCast 8 makes it pretty easy to remember, so give me a call. But anyway, the question was, and I get this all the time because I have a lot of friends who use PCs. They know that I'm really into Macs, you know, and supporting the Apple platform. And so I get the question a lot, probably like a lot of you do, is that, you know, should my next computer be a Mac? Should I buy a PC? This guy is Mark, and he is trying to decide between a Dell PC or a new iMac G5. You know, and of course, my first instinct is to say, "Oh, get the Mac," but I always have to step back and kind of get out of my my Mac geek mode and really try and find out what they're trying to do. And Mark specifically is looking at doing digital video, video editing, and burning DVDs and things like that. So he's looking at a little higher end Dell with FireWire, things like that, versus the G5 iMac. And I think in this case, this is a perfect case where the iMac is going to be a better bet. I think it's just going to be easier. Mark's not a power user, so I think it's going to perform a lot better for him. He's going to have a lot less hassle getting his video in, getting it edited, and burning his DVD. Apple has done a really great job with the iLife suite of making this kind of thing seamless. So I just did a DVD for Christmas for my mom. It went flawlessly. I used iMovie for the editing, iDVD'd for the assembly and burning, and I was able to put it together in a couple days, you know, all the way from importing the video through finishing of the DVD. So, you know, I've had friends who try and do this with a PC, and yeah, the software is available. You usually have to buy it extra. You have to buy a FireWire card to get your video into your computer if you don't have that. You buy two or three applications to, you know, one for editing the video, although I do know Microsoft has their own version of kind of an iPhoto thing. I think it's called Microsoft Movie Maker. But it just does not work as seamlessly. I think, you know, if you're a casual user and you're trying to do digital video, you know, an iMac or an eMac is a really great, with a SuperDrive is a really great way to go. So I hope that helps Mark out. I hope he gets a new iMac, and I hope he enjoys it. All right, so that's the show for today. I'm going to go ahead and play the full song Destination Anywhere by Backside Slappy. I still do need music that I can play, so if you're an artist and you want to get some airtime, some playtime on the podcast, send me your stuff at maccast@gmail.com, and I will try and get it played on the show. You know, I can plug your band, whatever you want. Also, I know ongoing, if you guys really like the show, I'd really like to hear from you. Please email me, please call the number. And then also, if you like the show enough, we definitely need support to keep this thing going for the long term. So you can do that a couple ways. You can buy stuff. I have shirts and mugs related to podcasting over at podthreads.com. You can buy things there. You can also go to the MacCast website, maccast.blogspot.com, and there's a PayPal donations area. So that's another way you can support the show. That said, here is Destination Anywhere by Backside Slappy, and I will see you all next time. Bye. Stand up, you're on your own tonight. That's the last time that you lie awake in bed all night with no direction. Your direction's out the door. Let's go, let's go, let's go. You found your way tonight. Out the door into the moonlit night. The stars are shining in your eyes. And there's miles to go. That's why you said your goodbyes now. You're after more than you know. Destination anywhere, I swear it won't be long before. Stand up, you're on your own tonight. This is your life. Stand up, you're on your own tonight. This is your life. You're miles away, miles away from everything you've left behind. Nothing seems to matter now. You said your goodbyes to all of your regrets and second chances, failed attempts. Suddenly it all makes sense. This is your chance to say screw it all. Stand up, you're on your own tonight. This
faces. You're lying. Stand up, you're on your own tonight. This is your life. Go! Your chance, make it worth your dying breath. Face down, ain't begging up for you. Stand up, you're on your own tonight. This is your life. Stand up, you're on your own tonight. This is your life. Your direction's out the door. Let's go, let's go. New direction's out the door. Let's go, let's go. New direction's out the door. Let's go, let's go. New direction's out the door.